Blog Talk Radio.
Community, encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. Good morning, by Mandisa with Toby Mac opens the show. Holger's House Ministries community includes Top of the Morning radio show, Holger's House online monthly Bible instruction, the Healing and Deliverance Crusade campaign, the Empowerment Zone blog at holgershouseministries.wordpress.com, the Empowerment Zone, Faith to Faith with Dr. Faith, the web TV program. Stay tuned for announcements about the inaugural show. Links and information for these ministry initiatives can be found at www.holgershouseministries.org. This is the official ministry website of Dr. Faye Maureen Butler. We are also on social media. Holgers House Ministries, Top of the Morning radio show, and Upper Room International Ministries Church of God in Christ, where our service paths are right now on Facebook. Like these pages and stay informed about ministry events, or follow me on Twitter at Dr. Maureen B. That's capital D-R-M-A-U-R-E-E-N, capital B, or follow the church at all uppercase Q-R-I-N-C-O-G-I-C. Come and worship with Upper Room International Ministries Church of God in Christ, the Church Without Walls. We are located at 793 51st Street between Avenue D and Foster in the great city of Brooklyn, New York. Our service time, Thursday night, restoring the watch of the Lord Prayer at 6:30 p.m. The Empowerment Zone, Bible instruction begins at 7 p.m. Refreshments are served every week while supplies last. Our Sunday schedule. Sunday school begins at 9:30 a.m. and banana bread and other homemade treats baked by yours truly are served most Sundays at the Sunday school. Our worship celebration begins at 10:30 a.m. First Sunday is our celebration Sunday. We celebrate the Lord's Supper, we celebrate our assistant pastor, and we appreciate our seniors with We Care packages. Third Sunday is our Stir Up the Gift service, where I invite others to share their ministry gifts with Upper Room. Fourth Sunday is monthly family and friends day, and I anoint and pray for everyone. We will take prayer requests via the church website at www.urimcogic.org. The fifth Sunday is our quarterly World Evangelism Day. Hope Health Ministry is a satisfied client of the following. Tap Media Management provides social media management for clients who are new to social media or for those that don't have the time to establish and maintain social media sites on their own. For more information, call Mr. Noel Figueroa at 646-372-6230. Duchess Wilson Photography is a husband and wife team that works closely together to capture the very best images imaginable, images that will last a lifetime. For more information, like them on Facebook or visit www.cedricwoodsonphotography.com. Designer Braids and Trades, Natural Hair Care. Contact Ms. Marion Council at 718-783-9078. Holy House Ministries endorses the following. New Gospel Radio, The Power Hour. Please tune in worldwide weeknight at 7 p.m. Eastern to www.eastgatebroadcasting.com. If you live in the Hamptons, New York area, you can tune in to 90.7 and 93.3 FM WEGB, hosted by Lydia Bonner, a.k.a. The Voice of the Hamptons. Top of the morning is in syndication. On Sunday morning, you can tune in at 8 a.m. Eastern at gospelresolving.com and on Tuesday at 6 a.m. at bmggospelradio.com. Joy of Life Ministries Church of God in Christ in Omaha, Nebraska is now on Ustream. Go to www.stillwellchurch.com to view at any time. There is Eric Butler, pastor, Cynthia Butler, co-pastor. Check out Gospel House Ministries in Brooklyn. Follow them on Twitter at Gospel House BK, that's one word, or subscribe to their YouTube channel, Gospel House NBK, Reverend Herbert Ward, senior pastor, Brenda Ward, pastor. Saturday night Sunday school with Illinois' first jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. Sunday school every Saturday at 9 p.m. Central. Dial 1-661-673-8600. Access code 170-045-M. The lessons are now being taped and will be available for playback. I am the guest instructor on October 12th. Get ready. Holy House Ministry presents yours truly, Pastor Maureen, and the fourth season Healing and Deliverance Crusade. Save the dates October 10 and 13 and November 21 and 24. Holy House monthly online Bible instruction all semester. First lesson, synthesizing the statement of faith, is available. Just use this same link. My guest today, Brother Lowell Pye and Apostle Jesse Sanders. This concludes the announcements. Please govern yourselves accordingly. The music playing in the background during the announcements was Astronaut Bill, that dynamic group from Boston, singing I Will Give You Praise. The short interlude was the marching in Christ, There Is No East or West. It's time to pray. The music in the background during the prayer is Natasha Cobb singing Break Every Chain. In the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 1, says men ought always to pray and not faint. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and we thank you. Lord, we worship you this morning. Great is your faithfulness to us this day. Lord, let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord Jesus, what shall we render unto you this day? What do you need of us? Are we the answer to someone's petition? Lord, we are willing to completely abandon our will to forsake the kingdom. Lord, for those in the listening audience that have not accepted you as Lord and Savior, we pray today for their salvation, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For those who don't know you, there are just four simple steps to salvation. The four A's, acknowledge that you are a sinner. Agree with John 3:16, ask God to forgive you of your sins, and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. For those who are saved, born again, we know that the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? Your word declares in 1 Corinthians 11:31 that if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Help us, Lord. Forgive us for our sins. Forgive us, Lord, for our shortcomings. Forgive us for wrongdoing. Forgive us for wrong thoughts. Lord, keep our motives clean and our hearts pure. Let's live, please God. Lord, help us to seek first your kingdom and all of his righteousness, because we know that you will supply all of our need according to your riches and glory. Lord, your word commands us to pray fervently and effectively because it will avail much. So, God, help us to target our prayers, be sensitive to your promptings, and increase our discernment. Now, Lord, saturate our environments with your presence. Lord Jesus, we are not casting away our confidence in you because we know that without faith it is impossible to please you, and that you reward those who diligently seek you. Help us to delight in you so that our desires become your desires. God is a healer. Let's touch and agree with his specific prayer of healing. Lay your hand on the phone or computer as you listen. Lord Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions, you were bruised for our iniquities, and with your stripes we heal. Lord, we thank you because you have sent your word and healed us and delivered us from our destruction. In the name of Jesus, we decree healing on this day. Lord Jesus, there is nothing too hard for you. You forgive all of our iniquities and heal all of our diseases. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. Lord, you heal us the broken in heart and bind us up their wounds. Lord Jesus, heal wounded emotions. In the name of Jesus, we bind affliction, sickness, and disease and lose healing. Let's walk in our authority as believers. We thank you for the authority you've given us as believers by granting unto us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. For whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus, I bind hopelessness and I lose hope against hope. I bind spiritual fatigue and I lose spiritual endurance. I bind spiritual apathy and I lose spiritual resilience. In the name of Jesus, I bind slothfulness and prayerlessness and I lose commitment to the ways of God. I lose a desire to seek the things of God. In the name of Jesus, on today we declare that we are standing on the promises of your word. You're not a man that you should lie. We're standing fast in the living that Christ has made us free. We are standing with our loins girded about with truth. We are standing on our testimony, having an oath to stand with standing. For your eyes run to and fro throughout the earth to show yourself strong. On behalf of those who love you, we will not be ignorant of Satan's devices, traps, tricks, and evil schemes. Let every strategy of hell against our lives be exposed and brought to light. Grant unto us strategies and tactics to identify and resist plots and plans against our lives. Lord, lift up a standard against any flood the enemy would try to bring in the lives of those listening now. Lord Jesus, help us to recognize open doorways in our lives where the enemy would try to infiltrate. I lose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy that will come against the plan of God and the lives of those listening now. Let the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I quench every fiery dark competition, jealousy and envy in the body of Christ, and I release kindness, meekness, respect, and celebration of others. In the name of Jesus, cut off the assignment of the Jezebel spirit and its many manifestations against men serving in the street. Destroy all manifestations of the Jezebel spirit. I plead the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I loose and activate with acceleration, repentance, godliness, the prophetic anointing, the spirit of Elijah and Jehu, the gift of discerning of spirits and the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, break the spirit of deception. In the name of Jesus, I bind barrenness and loose increase. In the name of Jesus, I bind anxiety and stress and loose the peace of God that passes all understanding. In the name of Jesus, we renounce the past habits that get us down. And on today, we decree and declare that we are delivered and we will stand fast and not be entangled again. Cast down the high places that hinder us from fulfilling our purpose, completing our assignments, and giving birth to the destiny you placed within us. In the name of Jesus, paralyze every demonic hindrance to laying miracles for the saints. Let the God of suddenly arise, the people of God. Lord Jesus, release your angels, your flaming swords to fight on our behalf in the heavenly against the demonic princes. Let the power of the blood of Jesus be released in my life. I cover my mind and thoughts with the blood of Jesus. I cover my doubles and possessions with the blood of Jesus. I rebuke Satan, accuser the brethren, with the blood of Jesus. Lord, your word instructs us in Psalms 144 that you are my strength, who teaches my hands to warm my fingers to fight. Make us ministers of fire. Help us to pray, preach, teach, prophesy, and witness with fire. Lord Jesus, we have been tried by fire and we're coming out of gold, for you alone knows the way that we take. Lord Jesus, we thank you because as you did for your servant Daniel, you have come for our words. Lord Jesus, we agree with your will for our lives and we declare unto today that no weapon, no hindrance, and no delay will stop us from seeing you in everything you do. Weapons may form against us, but they will not prosper. Let God order your steps. We will acknowledge you in all of our ways. Have your way in our lives, Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus, our times and seasons are in your hands, and they will not be changed or adjusted by anyone. We are walking in the sons of Issachar, anointing that will allow us to accurately discern our times and seasons. We thank you for your promises to go before us and make the crooked places straight. We expect that you will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Lord, according to your word, give us the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Lord, we humble ourselves to your will. Lord Jesus, let us not operate in the spirit of error. Grant unto us wisdom in every area of our lives. Let us have and walk in the spirit of excellence. We want to be clothed with humility. Let a mantle of power rest upon our lives. We thank you for favor, wisdom, and revelation. Deliver us and bring us into a large place. Lord, we thank you for this is our set time for favor and transformation. Lord Jesus, grant unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and your knowledge so that we will see what you're saying with spiritual eyes. Lord, your word states in Hebrews 5:14, but solid food is for the mature. By constant use, have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. So help us to activate and to train our five spiritual senses to be used for your glory. Stir up, dwelling gifts and talents, and make ways for saints to exercise these gifts and talents. Lord, we thank you for helping us to establish others in ministry. Lord Jesus, according to your word in Romans 1:11, Apostle Paul desired to impart spiritual gifts so that others would be established. Lord, we submit to you. Grant us the ability to help establish others in ministry by your anointing, guidance, and impartation. Lord Jesus, you commanded that we prophesy. Lord, we want to prophesy to the wind, that the east can release winds of favor and promotion and brings judgment to our enemies. Let the north wind release winds of transformation, change, and preparation for things to come. Let the west wind release healing and restoration in our lives. Lord, let the south wind release direction and provision for your purpose and destiny in our lives. Lord, to revival and expansion in ministry. Lord, release rushing mighty revival winds throughout the earth to expand and enlarge your kingdom and our churches. Lord Jesus, send forth labors into the harvest. I ask the listening points to pray for and with me in this prayer as I seek instruction regarding the following for Hope Without Ministries: the healing and deliverance crusade 2014 international calendar, the administrative team, the travel team, finance, studio for web TV, web radio, Hope Without Ministries Children's Center Orphanage in Kenya, establishing it and the sustainability. Volunteers with good dispositions and a great work ethic. I believe in the Lord God, so I shall be established. I believe his prophets, so shall I prosper. We thank God for his protection. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. The Lord God shall give his angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. Now to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Upgrade everything around us. Now, Lord, let this show bless your people. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in the sight of Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Keep me from presumptuous preaching and teaching. In Jesus' name, amen.
Not where I am right now. and you still love me somehow. Help me, somebody say.
Brother Lowell Pye singing perfect. We're getting ready to go to our first interview to the phone lines. Getting ready to pick up the phone and bring out Brother Lowell on the phone where he can talk to us a little bit about this project. Good morning. This is Dr. Faye. Welcome to Top of the Morning Radio Show. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing, Dr. Faye?
Good. Thank you so much for getting up early and calling into the show with me. It's just such a pleasure for me to have you on the line with us today. So tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been in singing for a very long time. Started when I was 3 years old in Detroit, Michigan, singing with a quartet group at first, and then in the 1990, left Detroit and started singing with John P. Key and New Life Community Choir, and then stayed there for 4 years. We left John Choir in 1996. We started Men of Standard, myself and Isaac Aree, the founders of that group, and the rest is history. Here we are today, still going strong and still doing what God has called us to do. And so just excited about what he's doing in my life and what the road that he's taking me.
Yes, and it's been exciting for me as a person who's been always been a fan of gospel music and an avid listener, just to see what God has done for you. Can you share with the audience a little bit maybe about, throughout your ministry journey that you just talked about, what was maybe one particular challenge or one, notable success?
I think one of the challenges was just, leaving home at an early age, 19 years old, mother had dreams for you, for you, and you doing something else. So the challenge was just meeting those expectations of what my mother wanted me to be and become, and doing it my way. And I think that was the biggest thing, because I left early. But God knows best, and he had allowed me to do what I love to do and what I've been called to do. And I think the success of it is just being in the game. I wouldn't say game, but just being in the ministry game for 25 years of my life, dedicated to it. I had some ups and downs, but God has been faithful. So, that was the challenge at first, leaving, and then the great thing is I'm still in it today, still doing what I love to do. Yes. Haven't worked a 9-to-5 job since 1996. So,
wow.
The Lord's been faithful.
Yes. So can you share, let's say, what I would call a short message of hope or encouragement, particularly to young artists that are up and coming, who may look at you and say, wow, he's been doing this 25 years, who listening now, who may listen later and say, well, what can I do to sustain myself? What would you say to them?
Well, I think one of the things I would say to them, the first thing is, you have to know that you've been called to do this. Just because you can sing a song and you do well on that song don't mean that you've been called to be an artist. And I think we have to learn the difference from artistry and ministry. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times we get the two mixed up and we don't understand that this is ministry because there are days when there's no sunshine. So, you know, you can't, you know, if that occurs, you can't just give up and throw in the towel because you said that you've been called to do this, and being called to do this means you got to go regardless of what the situation is. And a lot of times, you know, we have honorariums and all those things of that nature. And, you know, you are supposed to get what you feel that you deserve or whatever. But sometimes it don't go that way. But then here again, ministry has to be your focal point, your focus. And if you understand if you take care of God's business, he'll take care of yours. So a lot of times young people are coming up, we look at other people's success, and that's what we measure ours on. And you can't do that because you don't know what the other person went through. You don't know what Kirk went through. You don't know what James Fortune went through, or Yolanda Adams went through, or Mary went through. You don't know what these people went through. So what you have to do is look at your life and say, God, what would you have me to do? What's the road that you want me to take? First thing is you got to be a part of a local church where you're giving tithes and offering. That's important. You have to learn how to serve. You have to be submitted under a leader where you can be in. He can impart some things in you because you got to have something to say to people. You know, long gone are the days of you just relying on your vocal ability, your riffs, and your runs. People need for you to impart some things in them, and they need it to be some words of encouragement. So you got to know the word, you know, and you got to read your word daily so you can impart great things in people when you say. Another thing is you got to know the business. You got to get great representation. You know, it's a lot of things that comes with this. Singing is 90% of it. I mean, singing is 10% of it. The 90 is what we fail because we don't get the lawyers, we don't know the business, and then we try to say, oh, no, this is ministry, this is for God. No, when people are giving you that money to support your ministry, to go across the country, some of these people are not saved, so they ain't going to become whole. We'll mess up and, oh, don't worry about it. We took a loss. That's fine. No, they're going to get rid of you because you're not. So we don't know how to separate that part of it. So get great representation. Know the business. Learn it yourself. You know, like I said earlier, make sure that you've been called to do this. And once you do those things, God will take his stamp and stamp his approval on your ministry, and it will become a great success.
Amen. That's a powerful word. What a wonderful word this morning. Now, can you tell us about your latest project and where, if someone wants to contact you for ministry, how they can contact you?
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, my next project, my latest project was finally came out in 2010, but I have a new record coming out called Transform. It's due in stores and everywhere on January the 28th. 2014. But you can call me, you know, or you can email me at bookingwellpie@gmail.com. You can always go on social media, Twitter and Facebook, my name, twitter.com Lowellpie, facebook.com Lowellpie. I'm on all social media. My website will be up live on Wednesday, and it will be lowellpie.com, and all my information will be on there. So you have plenty of ways to get to me and get contact with me, and please do it. I'll follow back, and, you know, follow me, and I'll follow you, and we become a great friend.
Yes.
You know, stay connected, and, you know, and we just stay connected and just talk and chat and, you know, just say hey to each other.
Yes.
I love to do it. I mean, I'm on social media right now.
Yes. I thank you so much for doing it. And like I said, I've been listening to you for a while, even call myself trying to sing some of the things that you made. But you've been an inspiration to
me
for a long time, even when you were singing with Pastor Keys. Just so wonderful to have you on my show today. And that was just a profound word, what you shared with us. I appreciate you being up and coming on the show, and I'm sure we'll be talking again. You know, I pray God's blessings over your life, and as God blesses me and increases me, I have to call you again to do something else for me, but I appreciate you this morning. Have a blessed rest of the day and a blessed week. I thank you so much.
All right, thank you so much for having me.
Okay, take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And that was our brother Lowellpie calling in for the interview, and I'm just so excited this morning. I'm going to play a really short song, then I'm going to go to our second interview. We have a dynamic man of God from Florida, but I just wanted to highlight a lot of these young groups today. Ashmont Hill sang during our announcement, and this group is a group out of Cincinnati. I'm just going to play their title card. It's real short, called I Speak Life. The name of the group is Speak Life.
Proverbs 18:21.
I will speak life.
Going to the phones again to bring in this dynamic man that's off from Florida, Apostle Jesse Sanders. I'm so glad he's able to be with me on this morning. Top of the morning to you, Apostle Sanders. Finally, right? This is Dr. Faye. How are you today?
Good morning, Dr. Faye. We're blessed this morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm excited to finally have you on the phone. Phones with me. I know that the Lord has given you words for us for today, so let's go ahead and get started. Can you just tell the listening audience just a little bit about yourself first?
Well, yes. I am Apostle Jesse D. Sanders, Jr. I'm the proud pastor of the new church in Tallahassee, Florida, by the name of Soul Winners for Jesus Christ Evangelistic Church. I came to Christ in 1987, and soon after that, the Lord called us into the ministry, and I'm just a man that loves people and loves souls. I'm also married to my lovely wife, Dr. Marcia Sanders. She's the proud principal of Astoria Park Elementary School here in Tallahassee, Florida. So we're just glad to be here with you, Dr. Faye.
Yes, I'm so glad to have you. Thank you. To Dr. Sanders also for communicating with me. So before I ask you to share what the Lord has given you, can you just maybe talk a little bit about your ministry journey, any challenges or successes that would be beneficial for those listening right now?
Yes, Dr. Faye, we had some challenges, when God called us into the ministry. One of the challenges that I've had, the enemy, he sets out when he sees your destiny and he see where you're going, he sets out to try to stop you from getting there. And I've noticed through my ministry, I've had challenges from the enemy where he have tried to stop me from really coming to know who I am in Christ. And so I thank God for God's goodness, his mercy, and his power that he gives me, and just the knowledge to realize who I am in Christ. And so I thank God for our time in ministry. We've been in ministry now about 25 years, and it's been awesome. It's been awesome.
Wow.
But God has did some great things just here recently that God has done. Just this past week in my city, God blessed us to have front cover in the Tallahassee Democrat to feature our new church and what we're doing on the south side of Tallahassee, Florida.
Amen. What a blessing. Yes.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, that's a wonderful open door. So, I asked you to come on because, you know, I know that the Lord has given you a word. So, hey, go ahead and share with the audience what, you know, God has given you for us on this morning.
Certainly, Dr. Faith. And to all of you this morning, God bless you. I want to, there's a scripture the Lord has put in my heart this morning from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 9. And I'm just going to read this one verse, verse 4. Jesus says here, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. And I want to say to all of you today that I am a soul winner. I exist to bring glory to God and win souls for Jesus Christ. That is the sole purpose for which I was born. And God told me to encourage all of you today, it is daytime, people of God, it's daytime, and it's time to go to work. And the work that God has called us to do is to go in the hedges and highways and bring dying men and women to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It is time to go get those souls. It is time to go into the projects, to go in the streets. It's time for the church to get out in the hedges and highways, to get out of the four walls, and go get this last day harvest of souls. And that is the word that God has put on my heart. I have been labeled here lately as the soul winner. And I want to encourage all of you that God wants us to win the souls. There are people that are dying every day and on their way to hell. But God has called the church to go out and get these souls and bring them in. So I encourage you, you can win souls. You can witness for Christ. And through the power of the Holy Ghost, Acts 1 and 8, it makes you a witness. And you can take this gospel to the whole world. That is the message I give you, because we only have a little daylight left. We don't have much time left. But the time we do have, God says, go get the souls.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Oh.
So that's the word, Dr. Faye, that God has put in my heart. I'm a soul winner,
and
I just love winning souls to Christ, and that's what we're called to do.
Amen. And that's just a powerful message, and that's what it's all about. At the end of the day, building the kingdom of God through winning souls for Christ. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Apostle
Thank
Sanders.
You.
Now, for those who are listening, if they wanted to reach out to you, how might they contact you? And I know you have a radio show, so we have a couple of minutes left. So can you give us that information about how they can reach out to you and talk to us about your radio show? I know it's local in Florida, but still, we never know who may be listening in, so talk to us about that.
Right, right. The program is called, the ministry is called The Soul Winners Broadcast. The Soul Winners Broadcast. You can go on www.heavens1410.com. And we're on every Saturday morning from 11 to 11:30. And so just log on to www.heavens1410.com. Also, you can reach me by way of phone. My number is 850-570-7086. That's 850-570-7086. We also on the World Wide Web at www.soulwinnersforjesuschrist.com.
Amen. Soulwinnersforjesuschrist.com. And that's what God has called us all to be, to win souls for Christ.
Ma'am.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Apostle Sanders, I appreciate your patience. I thank God so much for your wife. And I know we had some technical issues a few weeks ago. No, I said to myself, it's all good. Not a problem. Sometimes things happen, but look at God. He still has, put us together just for the sake of becoming on the air this morning. Both you and Brother Pye, the early interview, really just profound what's been shared with us and what people will be able to listen to around the world. So I thank you so much, Apostle Sanders, and I'm sure we'll be talking again at some point. I appreciate your prayers, and I appreciate you, getting up early this morning. I know you had 5 a.m. prayer, and I know how it is for pastors and preachers Monday after Sunday. I do appreciate you being on with me. Believe me, I understand. I know we had a conversation last week, so I certainly understand. So you take care, and I will be in touch soon.
God bless you. Well, God bless you, Dr. Faye. We appreciate the opportunity.
Okay,
Amen.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Apostle Jesse Sands. And it's with a very, very short message. It's time to win souls for Christ. After the short selection, I Need Thee by Anne McCreary, I will come back and deliver the weekly lesson.
I need thee, oh, I need thee.
need thee. Oh, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Oh,
continuing the radio version course of The Power of Prophecy. This course is based upon an exhaustive literature review. The lessons will synthesize works of authors based on research. I will announce the authors and corresponding literature. Thus far, lessons 1 and 2 are reviewed, everything prophetic, based upon the work of Prophet Roderick Evans. But today, I will complete this lesson, review of everything prophetic. Last week, I covered prophetic vehicles for communication and the first two categories under the heading of prophetic problems. Today, I will finish this heading and summarize with a synthesis of the relation, interpretation, and application based on Randolph's book. Next week, I will begin Lesson 3. So let's begin. Prophetic problems continue. Last week, I reviewed pure prophecy and weak prophecy. Today, I will cover tainted, false, and demonic prophecy. Tainted prophecy. The next lowest level of prophecy is tainted prophecy. This type of prophecy is a mixture of flesh and spirit. The initial revelation is good, but then the one who is prophesied adds their thoughts, opinions, feelings concerning the revelation. At other times, the one prophesying will add other information based upon a positive reception of their prophecy. They add more information to seem spiritual. This type of prophecy manifests in this manner. God says he's going to bless you on your job. This part of the prophecy is God. However, the individual then adds, you're going to get a promotion, or they say it's going to happen in 7 days. The last two statements come because the one prophesying in the moment adds his or her thoughts, desiring to be spiritual. Many in the church have experienced this. Someone gives you a prophecy and you know it's God, but as they continue to talk, red flags come up and you wonder about what was said. Usually in these type of cases, the person has operated in tainted prophecy. To deal with this type of prophecy, discernment and forgiveness is needed. Discernment is needed to keep the part of the prophecy that is good. 1 Thessalonians 5:20-21 says, despise not prophesying, prove all things, profess that which is good. Forgiveness is needed so that you will not disdain, mistrust, or become angry with the one who gave the word. In these situations, prayer and humility will help because God may send his person to you again, and the prophecy may be pure. To avoid operating at this level of prophecy, one has to watch. We're dealing with acronyms once again. W, be watchful. One has to be mindful of their own thoughts. The one with the prophetic gift has to recognize the difference between their voice and the Lord's. If one does not watch, he will be tempted to add invalid information. Matthew 26:41. A, acknowledge the error. The one prophesying has to be willing to admit when they have missed the mark or operated in a mixture. This sets them up for forgiveness and future acceptance. In addition, the Lord will give them the grace to operate in a prophetic flow. James 4:6. S, say what only is received. The individual has to learn to only say what the Lord gives them prophetically. Discipline is needed in this area. Jeremiah 23:35. H, hush. The one prophesying has to stop talking when God stops. This is where many mess up. God will speak to them accurately, but because they are feeling good and the anointing is still upon them, they will continue to prophesy if the Spirit is stopped speaking. This should help us walk in fear of the prophetic ministry. Revelation 22:18 is the scripture reference. So that was tainted prophecy. Let's move to false prophecy. False prophecy, prophecy whose source is not from the Lord. It's understood that false prophecy normally comes from false ministers and false saints. However, there are saints of God who operate in false prophecy. False prophecy comes when the individual speaks for God without the Lord saying anything. Ezekiel 13:2-3 says, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say thou unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. A false prophet is not only someone who is an ungodly person. A believer can be a false prophet for the moment. when they misrepresent God and prophetic ministry. This occurs at times when believers are experiencing extremely difficult situations. They come to someone with a prophetic gift. The individual feels compassion and gives a prophetic word to calm the individual. The word came from their will, not God. This occurs frequently. The individual is not forced, the prophecy is. False prophecy also manifests when individuals use expressions like, let me speak a word in your life. Prophecy has to be done in accordance with what God is saying. We sometimes confuse prophecy with faith declarations. To escape operating false prophecy, one needs to pray. P, pray consistently. To avoid false prophecy, the believer has to have a prayer life. In doing so, he will be sensitive to the voice of God. He will know when God is speaking and when he is not. This will ensure that they will not speak until he does. Jude 1 and 20 says, "But ye, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." Aura, reverence God. If the believer fears the Lord, he will not be presumptuous in ministering in his name. A, acknowledge no revelation. Believers have to acknowledge to themselves and others when God is not speaking. Some feel that if they say they do not have a word, people will lose respect for them. In turn, they get false prophecy to save faith. This is a trap and snare of the enemy. 2 Kings 4, 27b, scripture reference. Why? Yield to caution. To avoid false prophecy, individuals have to move in ministry with caution and discretion. This helps to overcome error. Ephesians 5:15 says, "See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." Let's go to the next prophetic prophecy, demonic prophecy. The lowest form of prophetic ministry is demonic prophecy. This is prophetic ministry through demonic influence. Those who are false prophets, psychics, soothsayers, diviners, and the like operate in this realm. Demonic prophecy can be hard to recognize because it will contain valid information. The woman who followed Paul and his company had the right information, but from the wrong source. That's Acts 16:16-17. So believers are to be filled with the Spirit. Some open themselves up to operating demonic prophecy. How? It occurs in believers who do not have the gift of prophecy or a prophetic anointing, but try to prophesy anyway. They open themselves up to receive revelation regardless of the source. Because some information is true, they may feel God is speaking to them when he is not. Romans 12:4, which is weapon. It occurs to believers who have valid prophetic gifts but operate beyond their measure of anointing and gifting. They begin to think anything they say is prophetic or from the Lord. This is an open doorway. Romans 12:6 is the scripture reference. It occurs to believers who prophesy without forgiveness and hurt in their lives. They are bitter individuals. These individuals will prophesy to get back at others and then. Acts 8:22-23. Another aspect of demonic prophecy is that it brings the listeners into bondage. Prophecies that create fear, force tension, negative divisions, and illnesses are demonically induced. Prophecy does challenge believers, but it will convince, heal, discipline, correct, and exhort individuals without breaking their resolve to serve the Lord. To avoid this type of ministry, one must fast. F, forsake the desire for notoriety. One of the major factors in demonic prophecy is that the individual wants to be special. Seek servanthood, not salutation. Matthew 23:11 says, "The he that is great among you shall be your servant." A, acknowledge the lack of true prophetic gifting. Humble yourself and admit to no gifting, cleansing, and deliverance will take place. Romans 12:4. F, seek the will of God. Hebrews 10:7 says, "Since that I, law, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me to do thy will, O God." And P, take authority over your spirit. 1 Corinthians 14:30-32. This is scripture reference. So that concludes what we would call prophetic problems. Let me just summarize this lesson, When Prophecy Fails. This is adapted from the book, When Prophecy Fails, from Randolph. From the conception of a prophetic word to its delivery, there are three stages: revelation, interpretation, application. R, this is the first stage in the development, revelation. This information is a rhema word or a specific revelation. As mentioned previously, it can come via different forms. The problem is in discerning its origin. Always ask the question, is it from God? Is it an overactive imagination or is it a mixture? I, interpretation, is the second stage. After you determine that it is from God, ask the following. How does the revelation apply to the person I'm ministering to? Can I give an interpretation as relevant to his or her situation? Do I interpret my revelation at face value, or is there an encoded message in it? And A, application, which is the third stage, should it be given privately to the individual or publicly to all to hear? Should it be in the form of counseling, exhortation, etc.? So that concludes today's lesson. I hope you were blessed by this lesson and brief review of everything prophetic. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, help us to cover the prophesy for your glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
another young group from the state of Texas singing Yes. And I wanted to highlight some of these younger groups today who are doing dynamic things in music ministry for the Lord. We thank God for my guests, Mr. Lowell Pye and Apostle Jesse Sanders. They were both dynamic on this morning. We pray God's blessings over them. Well, next week, my guests are Prophet Jesse Thomas, backed by Prophet Man from North Carolina, and then Tawana Ross, who is a hip-hop Holy Christian artist. She will be with us also. She's from North Carolina. She will be with us for next week. Now, we'll continue teaching the course, The Power of Prophecy. And again, the course will only be taught here on Top of the Morning and not on Hopeless House Online Bible School. Well, we are at the bottom of the hour, and it is time to say goodbye until next week. This is Dr. Faye Maureen Butler signing off, saying goodbye, world, as we end the show with I Feel Your Spirit by Bishop Hezekiah Walker. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power, both now and ever. Amen. Promote the 3 G's, God, the gospel, and good things. Top of the morning to you.
About time for a war cry, though.
Your feet ready.
I feel your spirit all over me. I feel your spirit all over me. It's in my hands, in my soul, down in my feet. Ooh, I feel your spirit all over me.
do your dance.